In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. His given name wasn't Barnabas, but Joseph. He was a Levite and native of Cyprus who was converted to the faith by the Holy Spirit through the power of the gospel. His faithfulness led him to sell a field which belonged to him and to bring the money from that sale to the apostles and lay it at their feet. He was committed to spreading the gospel throughout the land and desired to aid the apostles in that missionary work however he could. Seeing his faithfulness, the apostles quickly came up with a new name for Joseph. They called him Barnabas, which means son of encouragement. But St. Barnabas received more than a new name from the apostles. The Lord had bigger plans for him. He was called and ordained into the office of the holy ministry and commissioned by the Lord to be an apostle, a sent out one himself. Not only would he support the preaching of the gospel, he himself would become a preacher of the gospel. And so it is that St. Barnabas, ordained to preach the foolishness of the cross of Jesus Christ to Gentiles, finds himself again and again in the thick of the church's controversies and in bodily peril. That comes with the territory. To be a true preacher of the gospel is to contend for the truth of the word. I suspect that St. Barnabas didn't really enjoy being in the midst of the church's controversies and would have rather just have been preaching to the lost. But he was a missionary-minded fellow, and therefore he knew that pure doctrine was crucial, especially when preaching across cultures where there were already plenty of other stuff to get in the way. The doctrine, the teaching, must be pure. He would not risk the salvation and faith of those entrusted to him by watering down the Word of God for the sake of pleasing people. He spent day in and day out in the Word. He knew his responsibility, the burden that he had to preach the truth. He knew that we must submit to the Word of God and let the foolishness of God break our wisdom, lest we be crushed by it. And so there went Barnabas off to Jerusalem to fight for the truth that circumcision does not save. Some probably felt that Barnabas was too political, getting involved in these kinds of political things. But Barnabas was a man full of the Holy Spirit. And a man full of the Holy Spirit will not tolerate lies told in the name of the triune God for any excuse by anyone. He did not relish it, but neither was he afraid of a fight. Perhaps Paul had told him, as he would tell Timothy, endure suffering as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Soldiers exist for battle. Barnabas was not interested in politics, but he was interested in the truth and the real welfare of the souls that he was sent to serve. And that little spat that led him to Jerusalem turned out not to be the last fight Barnabas fought. Of those battles recorded in Scripture, one is of more and greater significance for today. For Barnabas fought with and was divided from St. Paul, his missionary partner, apostle of Jesus Christ. He fought for Mark, as you recall. He fought that Mark be allowed to continue the work of an evangelist. Paul wanted nothing to do with him, for he had deserted them in Pamphylia. The quickness of Barnabas to forgive and his unwillingness to let Mark's reputation be damaged, however, was the truly Christian response, which truly matched the name the apostles gave him, Son of encouragement. Later in life, Paul repented, even as St. Peter repented Paul's rebuke, for not even the apostles, dear friends, are above the word of Christ or free to ignore the call to repentance. By the grace of God working in men, Mark was brought back later into Paul's fellowship. And in the end, it all worked out as per the Lord's plans. But nonetheless, these fights cost Barnabas. Men hated him because of his stance. Colleagues, brothers, and fathers in the ministry, even one apostle, were separated from him for a time. That is because, dear friends, doctrine divides. That is part of the cross that Barnabas bore. It's part of the cross that all preachers of the gospel must bear. He bore it so that his hearers would hear in absolute strict ways, without waffling qualifications, without lingering synergistic demands for works and proof of faith, the full, pure joy of absolutely free forgiveness and acceptance by the Father through the sacrifice of the Son. That is what it is all about. That is why and for what we continue to fight. St. Barnabas then would not compromise that gospel in the tiniest detail for the sake of peace between men, for prosperity, or even for the shallow vanity that such a sellout might be beneficial in that maybe it would give him more opportunities to preach and improve the church's membership roster. Perhaps it would have. But that would have meant laying down the foolishness of God for the wisdom of man. And that is the way of death. St. Barnabas's painful zeal cost him much suffering, but it also delivered him to the church triumphant and made him a hero of our faith. For the message he preached, the forgiving love of God in Christ, the power of Jesus' death and resurrection to make men and women sons and daughters of God, righteous and free, was also for him. It is also for you. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. It is here. So come this day, dear friends, and receive that for which the apostles fought, that for which they were willing to lay down their lives, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The ministry of St. Barnabas and of all the apostles continues to this day as we, their descendants by faith, gather together in the Lord's house around the teaching of the apostles for fellowship, prayer, and the breaking of the bread. We gather to taste and see that our Lord is good, not only in the preached and read word, but also by receiving His very body and blood from this altar for the strengthening of our faith and so that our sins can be completely washed clean in His blood once again. Let us come then and be strengthened that we might confess with St. Barnabas and all the saints of old the good news of Jesus Christ and the salvation that He has brought to us. And let us always, by the power of the Holy Spirit, contend, even fight, for the truth of the Christian faith revealed to us in God's holy word. Lord, grant this unto us all. In Jesus' name, amen. Now the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.